Hello and welcome to episode 30 of the Hyper Manic Noise podcast. I'm your host, Douglas Harvey, and today's guest is a dickhead. He's a bit overweight. No one really likes him. He's a bit rude. He says things that are uncalled for. He's average on guitar. He's in a band that went nowhere. Big ups to this guy. Me. That's right. I'm interviewing myself. And when I say interviewing, I mean, basically, I haven't been in a good place mentally. And I was at my wit's end. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to sit down and talk myself through this. And I recorded it for no other purpose than to basically, in a non-alarming way, talk myself off the ledge. And I listened to it and I thought, well, look, if you've never heard the podcast before, this isn't the episode to start with. Go and listen to the others. The others are fucking fun. This one's not fun, but I think it's important. Mental health is a huge issue that everybody has a problem with, has a family member that deals with. It's something that we all have to encounter in one way or another every day. And I feel that by sort of bearing my soul and being honest about how fucking dark my mind was and talking through this shit, it really helped me, and I'm hoping that it can help some other people as well. If you feel like you're alone, if you feel like shit's not working out, have a listen and just fucking keep fighting like the rest of us. This one is, it's a really serious, honest, dark episode. I'm only putting it out there because I'm hoping that it has some value to people. This isn't me like, oh, I'm sad. This is, hey, we're all like this. What the fuck do we do, people? So please check it out. If you like the show, please subscribe on whatever app you use. You can find it on iTunes, Podbean, TuneIn, Stitcher, heaps of them. It's on YouTube if you don't know how to work a podcast. Give it a thumbs up, share it with your friends, tell your nana, and if you or someone you care about is suffering from some mental health issues, please get some help. You can either go to emergency if it's that bad, or go to beyondblue.org.au. Get on top of it, and let's make this world a better and happier place. Hail Satan.
My man, hello?
Don't do it! I'm coming!
Patience is a virtue! What the hell are you doing in there?
Wish you'd step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you never want to see me again, I would understand. I would understand.
What is it?
The angry boy a bit too insane. Icing over the secret pain. You know you don't belong.
Everyone I know has got a reason to say
you can put the past away.
Wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. I could cut ties
with all the lies you've been living in.
And if you never want to see me again,
I would understand.
I would understand. I would understand.
Podcast initiation complete. Warning. This episode may cause brain damage. Hypermanic noise.
You know, this show is so much about having a good time and having a laugh with my mates. And most every show has been so much fun to be a part of. And the feedback's been amazing. And I love doing it. But I'm doing something different today. This is probably going to be the most honest I'll ever fucking be on this show. And it's not going to be fun, but I'm really working against some fucking demons here in my life. And I feel like people aren't honest about that shit. people aren't honest about how they are, how they're going, including myself. You know, if you've ever seen that Seinfeld episode, you know, about, I think it's Pagliacci, the sad clown, spends all his time making people laugh and inside is just miserable. And that's me, and I'm not alone in that. So many of my friends are comedians, and I know we're all fucked. We are all fucked. There's some defect in us that needs the approval to go on stage by ourselves and make it all about us. There's no comedians that are well. Just fucking know that. Every comedian you love, every comedian that you... I can think of maybe one that isn't tormented, but even they were tormented for about 30 years. So that's what we're dealing with. I'm someone with bipolar disorder, with PTSD, that's been involved in fucking turning one of my best friends in for a murder because I was in a position I didn't want to be in. I'm someone who's had a nervous breakdown, who's lost everything and come back. And where am I at now? I've got a good job. I'm engaged, right? I'm doing comedy. I've got my podcast. I'm doing interviews for radio. There's a lot of things I can put in perspective to say, hey, everything's okay. It doesn't feel okay. Nothing feels okay. Yeah, and I'm sure this is really fucking uplifting for anyone listening, but we all get like this, man. We all fucking get like this. Right now, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And I, unfortunately, most of the shit that's going on is really personal shit that involves other people close to me, some of whom aren't going to be around much longer. And there's a lot of shit to deal with, man. I've got bipolar. For me, turning up to work every day is a fucking struggle. Because I have ups and downs. On my ups, I can get a week worth of work done in a day. On my downs, I can get a week worth of work done in 3 weeks. You never know when they're coming. You never know what's going to cause them. And every single person, anyone listening, has ups and downs, man. We all do. But unfortunately, when you've got bipolar, it's like your ups are winning the lottery and your downs are, I want out of this earth. And you've got to learn to navigate that. And I'm pretty fucking good at it, you know? Having to record tap phone calls and put one of your best friends in prison because he took someone's life who wanted to end their life. It's not something that anyone takes lightly. That's a huge responsibility that was put on me. And I fucking dealt with it. I lost everything to fucking help my friend who I knew had done the wrong thing for the right reason. I lost fucking everything. Everything. I had a midlife crisis in my mid-20s, dude. Like, and I'm being honest with you cunts about this. Because this was 2010 this happened. It's 2018. I'm still dealing with this. I still have PTSD when I see the wrong thing in a fucking movie. I still fall apart because of what is associated with that image. And I'm not alone. We've all got our shit. We've all got our shit from our childhood. I've got a million memories that are torturous from a million situations. And everyone else has. But what do we do? What the fuck do we do about this shit, man? What do we do? You are listening to a broken man. I'm a broken man. I'm a broken man with a lot of potential. And I feel like that's most men. Most women. We're all fucking broken. And we're just trying to put as many pieces together so that people can look at the puzzle and work out what the fuck it is. Most of us never get all the pieces on the board. Most of us might get half. Most of us, some cunt might be able to look at your puzzle and say, that's supposed to be a duck. Nice try. That's the best we can get. But what do you do when you're in the pit of hell? When nothing makes you happy? What the fuck do you do? Like, I'll tell you what I've done in the past. Guys, look, I'm working through my demons here and I hope this is helpful. I'm doing this because this is fucking embarrassing. This is really fucking embarrassing to feel like I'm at my wit's end. But I want to share this because Look, back when I was in my band, people used to think I was arrogant because I didn't really talk to people before the show. After the show, I was really weird when I was getting compliments. What people didn't know is before the show, I had panic attacks so bad that I used to fucking cry and vomit. After the show, I would get such anxiety that I would hang out backstage by myself. I can't tell you the amount of times I've been at a party and then realized I'm sitting in a room by myself with the dog or playing guitar in a room by myself. Like, I don't know what it is, but there's some sort of escapism that goes on. Everybody has their way of doing it. But the things I try, you know, I used to, when I was in the band, I was writing music all the time. That was what I did to deal with my demons. And now it's writing comedy and performing comedy, and I love it. But my worst gig in my band is still way better than my even close to my worst gig in comedy. Why I've chosen this pursuit of all the things to chase in life, I don't know. Probably the hardest thing to make a name in, the hardest thing to make money, the most punishing. If you spend 15 years doing comedy, you might get somewhere. And that's a lot of reassurance, right? For someone like myself who lost everything in their 20s. You know, I bought a house when I was 22. Lost it all when all that murder shit happened. What am I trying to do now? The most risky fucking thing in the world. Doing that. And a podcast. I'm doing, you know, interviews for Metal Radio. It's all awesome. But none of this is set in stone. I could get a teaching degree. But there's another root of my problem. I already work at a school. And I struggle, man. I fucking struggle. Do you guys ever just feel... It's like you're watching 10 TV screens and they're all in fast forward and they're all in different channels and you've got a book report due on each of them by tomorrow. But imagine everything on those screens is something horrific from your past. And when you get to that point, you've got the devil on your shoulder and you've got the angel on your shoulder. But at a certain point, the angel leaves. And you're just listening to the demons. And that's when shit gets hectic. These are those moments where people kill themselves, you know, because they don't know what to do. I've been there. I've tried to kill myself. I don't want to end up there again. That's why I'm fucking pouring my heart out. Because there's a lot of reasons for me to live. There's a lot of reasons for you to live. My friend's in prison for murder. I would be devastated if he killed himself. Now, that story I could talk about for hours, but basically, two very unwell people. The girl wanted her life ended. She talked the partner into doing it. She asked exes to do it. She'd asked family members to do it. Unfortunately, that silly bastard did it. We're talking about somebody who took someone's life, and I would be devastated if he took his life. So then I think, okay, let's apply that to myself. What effect would that have? What effect would it have if I just ended it today? Because I'd love to. You know, and when you're at the point where there's nothing but demons in your head, all they're doing is saying, you know, one click and it's gone. Like, what do you do? Do you let the demons win? Do you end it? Do you go to the psych ward? Well, that's what I'd suggest. If anyone else is in that situation, fucking do it. That's what I'll do. If I ever get to a point where I know that I'm not safe, I will call the police or the ambulance on myself. Because the cost is too high. I've been to too many suicide funerals. More than anything else. And it is selfish. It is selfish, but I understand. I'm not mad at the people that do it. I get it. I get it. You don't know what to do. You want out. It's overwhelming. You're in pain. I fucking get it. I fucking get it. But what are we going to do, guys? Going to sit around and cry and listen to songs like I've been doing today? I'm a fucking wreck. So in asking myself, I'm asking you, what do? We just keep fucking going. We just keep fucking going. We think about people that have had it much worse. I've been to Auschwitz. How fucking dare I get upset about where I'm at in my life? I've seen torture chambers the size of a washing machine, 4 foot high, that they used to put 8 people in. What the fuck am I upset about? What fucking right do I have to be a miserable cunt? One of my good friends is a tetraplegic. Happened when he was 17. He struggles too. He's got his struggles, but that cunt is overwhelmingly positive. How? He's one of the most inspirational dudes I've ever met. It's got to be fucking hard, but he keeps going every day, man. How the fuck do I deserve to be miserable? Timmy the Metal Cripple, you're a legend, cunt. I fucking love you. Think about that shit. These people that inspire me. And it's weird because it hits me in two ways. One, they inspire me. Two, I realize what a fucking weak cunt I am. And I don't give a fuck who you are. We're all weak in some way. Some people are weak when it comes to gambling. Some people can't stay faithful to their missus. Some people are violent. Some people are hateful. Whatever it is. For some of us, it's just keeping our shit together. It's the biggest issue of my life is keeping my shit together and remaining sane and normal. I know I'm not the only fucking person. If anyone's listening to this, I know you guys have been in the same boat. And I'm telling you like I'm telling me, don't give up. Keep pushing. Never surrender. There is no God. There is no heaven. I spent too long believing in that bullshit. And I'm not wasting any more time doing it. The God thing's a weird one when we get on this topic of the demon on your shoulder. Because if you believe in heaven, that's cool. Let's end it and go to a better place. But if you believe in heaven, you got to think about the rules associated with that shit. So what's that mean? Well, if you kill yourself, you might not get in. In fact, probably don't. What a fucker, eh? You can't even end it. You can't even end this shit. You can't even get out because you go to hell. You're in hell. That's why you went out in the fucking first place. Oh, Jesus, man. That's religion right there. We're all going to hell for because we were born into sin. Anyway. So what's the other idea? We can kill ourselves and become worm food. And that's it. You're gone. All that's left is whatever you leave behind in memories. Wow. Scary being an atheist. I wish I could go to somewhere better. It'd be nice. Would be nice. Have a nice holiday to heaven. Why not? There's one guy in Africa that's been to heaven and is selling pictures that he took while he was there. You know? Doing the Lord's work, which is good. So yeah, we're all broken people. We're all fucked. We're all fucked. I don't give a shit if you were bullied in grade 3, someone cheated on you, someone assaulted you, whatever it was. All that shit leaves scars. And to quote a terrible band, Papa Roach, the scars remind us that the past is real, and I've got plenty on me. We've all got so much to live for, guys. I've got my little niece, got my sister, my family. And you cunts, anyone that's listening to this shit, people keep listening from all over the world. And that's reason enough. That's reason enough. The fact that people actually give a shit that don't know me and actually want to listen to what I have to say, that means something to me. And I thank you guys for that. Because I fucking need that right now. I've had so many people contact me and, you know, talking about different things on the podcast that have helped them. Even weird things like girls saying, oh, wow, that was really interesting to listen to two guys talk openly about pornography. It was weird that of all conversations, that was one that opened up somebody's mind to a different way of thinking. I've got to talk to so many good people, man. Fuck, the guys from Steel Panther, Amorphous, Revocation, talking to Bjorn from this Bjorn, the singer for Night Flight Orchestra and Soilwork. Had those dicks Anvil on the show. I got a lot of reasons to be fucking happy, man. I got a beautiful fiance. Like anyone, you know, no relationship's perfect. You just got to work at it. There's a lot of other shit in my life that is really heavy. And if I brought it up, you would really understand why I'm at where I'm at. But unfortunately, it's business that concerns other people as well. But look, thanks. Hey, guys. I guess you've heard me have a breakdown and sort of talk myself out of it a little bit, which was the purpose of this. Because I know we're alone and sometimes we feel alone. And, you know, I'm a weird cunt. I make a lot of dark jokes. And I've been making a lot of dark jokes recently, and a few of my friends have seen through that and reached out to me. And that's what life's about. Fuck, you know, what's the point in having stuff? What's the point in having the best job? What's the point in being the raddest cunt if you don't have good people around you? And if you don't have good people around you, make a friend on the internet. Join an archery club. There's good people out there. You just got to find them. And I'm lucky to have a lot of good people in my life. And you know that when you're going through shit, when people are there for you, that don't have to be. They're not family. They're not at your job. They just give a shit because they find value in you as a person. I've dropped everything to go and visit mates who are suicidal, and I do it time and time again. And I know they do it for me. Also, be aware, I'm talking very openly about something here that people don't often talk about, which is being suicidal, which is very concerning. It's very concerning. It's something that should be taken seriously. The reason I'm talking to you about it so openly is because that's not an option for me. I can't do that. I've weighed it up too many times. And I want to be open with everyone who's listening about this. Because you need to be honest. If you really think that you are going to harm yourself. And look, this, you're talking to someone that's self-harmed. I've got burns I've got burns on my body. I've got cuts. I'm pretty sure I've permanently chipped part of my jaw because I used to punch myself in the face. Yeah, you're talking about somebody that was a bit off the rails. And this is no drugs. This was just mental health. This was pre-murder. This was teen years. I've always been a troubled person. Maybe Scientology is the fucking way. Because I feel like I've got thetans all over my body, like like Genghis Khan and some ruthless cunts. Just the spirits of the devils of the earth are inside me. Oh, God. Look, anyone listening, let's just keep doing it, eh? Let's wake up tomorrow. Fucking get dressed and go. Believe in yourself. Follow your fucking dreams. What else have we got? That's what I've got to do. Unfortunately, my dream to be as big as Jim Jefferies is one of the... Oh, what? That's ridiculous, right? What do they say? Something about if you aim for the stars and miss, you might hit another star or some bullshit. That's not the quote at all, but I don't fucking know. What else am I going to do? Work as a teacher's aide for the rest of my life? Getting abused for trying to help kids learn? I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to be doing more comedy. I'm going to be talking about a lot of the dark shit in my past, and we're all going to have a laugh about it. I'm going to do more podcasts, and I'm going to keep being honest to everybody, and I hope you guys get some entertainment out of this, because life's a cunt. Life is a cunt. And without podcasts and stand-up, I would have necked myself. So, almost every one of these shows is super fun. Keep listening. I hope it cheers you up. This episode has not been fun. It's not a fun one. But I think it's a think. I think it's important. How often does someone record a nervous breakdown? What am I doing? Even this, like, what the fuck? Why am I doing this? Why am I showing anybody who wants to listen myself at my most vulnerable? It's embarrassing. You know, it's like, fuck, what if someone from work ever heard this? I guess the other episodes are probably more concerning in that regard. Shit. I don't fucking know, guys. I don't know, but let's just keep fighting, eh? Thanks so much for listening to the show. When I see those download numbers come in at the moment, it's giving me a reason to keep going. It really is. And I'm not saying that. I don't mean to sound like some fucking emo on their period, right? Emo boy on their period. I don't mean to sound like that. But I'm being brutally honest. You don't have to worry about me. I'm fine. I know what to do. I know how to look after myself. But yeah, this is the sound of a man at the end of his tether. And I don't know. I just hope me being so honest and sharing with you guys what it's like to feel completely hopeless, I just hope that resonates with somebody. And please hit me up at the Facebook page, facebook.com/hypermanicnoisepodcast, or it might just be Hypermanic Noise. I don't know. You'll find it. Send me an email, hypermanicnoise@gmail.com. Yeah, if you need to, reach out, man. Fuck, if I'm the only person that'll listen, reach out to me. But if we don't talk to the people around us, if we don't help the people around us, if we don't rely on each other, this world is fucked. And unfortunately, this world is fucked anyway. But cunts, let's work together and try and make it all right until that dickhead Trump blows us up. All right. Peace, love, and understanding. Hail Satan. Stay strong. Never give up. Never surrender. This is Douglas. And thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to someone who doesn't know what to do. And you know what? Just from talking to you guys, talking to myself, I feel better. I feel better. Just rationalizing this shit out loud, putting things in perspective. I know I can get through it. I know there's more out there. I'm going to keep chasing those goals. Let's see if we can get me to open for Billy Burr or Jimmy Jeffries, eh? And let's see if we can get your band opening for Metallica or your movie on fucking at the film festival. Let's chase these dreams, cunts. Thank you. See you next week, because I'll still be around.
Hypermanic noise.